WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Robotics engineering recruiting. Let's have a conversation about that. We all have heard stories about how the robots are coming to take over all of our jobs. But that's not necessarily the case. We're going to have people to not only build those robots, but control them and work with them. Scott Sargis is with us this morning, the president at Strategic Search Corporation, to talk further about robotics engineering recruiting. Scott's company, Strategic Search Corporation, focuses on recruitment in technical and engineering recruiting. And it's good to have you back, Scott. Good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Happy Tuesday, Steve.
Yes, same to you. We had a conversation before you came on this morning with the Urban Libraries Council, and they're talking about making sure everybody understands what AI is going to bring and what it's all about and the digital universe. There is a, you know, kind of not a level playing field where knowledge is concerned. This notion that robots are going to take over everything is probably true on some level, isn't it, or no?
Well, if you look at history, and history repeats itself, Steve, when the E-age came with the digital computers coming along, a lot of people who were typists and other types of jobs lost their jobs. But other jobs were created, like cybersecurity. And that is a normal trend in history. And that will happen again, and it's already happening again with robotics, because people need to program the robots. They need to come up with people who can fix the robots, etc.
So talk to us a little bit about recruiting for this area. Robotics engineering probably covers a lot of different technical areas. What are employers looking for right now, and how can you help them?
Well, you know, as you said, Steve, there's a lot of aspects to a robot. There's vision. There's the actual hardware design of robots. There's the, as you mentioned with the previous guest, artificial intelligence to guide the robots, if you will. So there's people that are needed to come up with new vision systems, programming those sensors related to that, the AI and machine learning systems that drive robots. People who need to fix the robots. So right now, as you know, the Labor Department with the most recent figures came up with 312,000 jobs created. And, you know, unemployment in those related areas for robotics is near zero. Engineers, technical people, IT people. So there's actually more job openings related to robotics than there are actual candidates for those jobs.
And that's always a good situation to be in. And so as we move forward here, that's only probably going to get better, right? I mean, because if we are in such a hot jobs market and we start getting everybody employed and this technology keeps moving forward, that, I would imagine, would only improve?
Well, it will, but there's a caveat, because a recently released report by the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, which is one of the world's leading science and tech think tanks, says that the United States is falling behind other countries. China, for example, is adopting robots at a much faster rate than everyone else in the world, and then within a decade, you know, could lead the world in robotics. So we need to do more in robotics. It's a hot field. It's the future. And, you know, this is the key to creating more jobs and helping our economy.
I would imagine if somebody is sitting, especially a young person now, thinking, what do I want to do with my life? This is an area that they should examine pretty closely.
Exactly. And, you know, the field is changing so quickly. Like I said earlier, history repeats itself as it did in the E-age. And classes are not always, you know, at universities, are not always keeping up with the trends. So what I recommend is a couple of things. First of all, is read all the journals you can on robotics, as well as artificial intelligence, machine learning, and sensors. Join groups, for example, on LinkedIn. you know, there's a number of robotics groups, medical robotics, et cetera, you know, is one that comes to mind. And also, just keep abreast of what's going on in the field. So those would be three recommendations.
When a company is working with you to recruit, what sets a candidate apart from another? How do you choose one over the other, and how can those candidates market themselves better?
Well, as far as, let's take the last part first, marketing yourself. One of the keys, fortunately or unfortunately, to landing a job is selling yourself in the interview, and a lot of people don't do a very good job. And one of my mantras, Steve, is sell, sell, sell. What that means is every chance you have, you want to sell yourself as a solution to the hiring company's needs. To that end, you really need to research the company, because a sales pitch to one company is not the same as another. You want to find out what that company needs. And to that end, put yourself in the hiring company's shoes and ask yourself the question, how can I benefit that company? So research and selling yourself is the key to landing your job, as well as sell, sell, sell in the interview process.
And I'm guessing with this market being as hot as it is, you can pretty much go in and say what you want your salary to be. Is that the case?
No, I never recommend that. One of the other mantras I have is keep yourself open on the money, because whatever you state in the first interview is either going to be too high or too low. If it's too high, you're going to knock yourself out of consideration. If it's too low, you're going to cheat yourself out of some extra money. So it's never to your advantage to state a specific amount in the first interview. Instead, keep open on the money, try to qualify for the job, and then you can negotiate the money in later rounds.
Are there geographic places, Scott, in the country where robotics is hot? That is, are there cities where you can go and find better jobs than others, or geographically, is this spread out over the country?
Well, it is spread out across the country because of the spread of industrial robots. However, there are a couple of key areas, including the Silicon Valley and all the cities related to that, and also the Austin area around Texas. Those are two hotbeds for robotics right now.
You know, we talked to back to the libraries interview before you came on about what the future is going to be like. I know you've thought about this probably a lot as well. Robots in working side by side with humans, higher GDP, a happy, healthy economy, that would be the best case scenario, right?
Correct. But then there's also worst case scenarios, because, you know, the robots are going to replace jobs, and the jobs that are replaced, unless people retrain for other jobs, then there's going to be a loss of jobs. And that actually puts an emphasis on political leaders to invest more in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math education, which we've been slipping in. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. We're going to lose jobs. We're going to need jobs with robotics. So we need to keep up with the STEM education in our country, which has been slipping. So that's going to be a key emphasis of our leaders moving forward.
How much of a responsibility do the companies themselves have to retraining adult workers who have been in the workforce long time, perhaps half their lives or even all of their lives, most of their working lives? That those people are going to have to be retrained in those areas, aren't they?
That's correct. And a lot of companies, Amazon being one, and a number of other companies, are actually spending a lot of money in retraining because you know, the educational system in our country has been slipping in STEM. So there needs to be more of a push to retrain workers, but also there needs to be a partnership with companies and political leaders to invest in STEM types of education in order to actuate, you know, the future engineers in robotics and other technologies that take off in the future.
Scott, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a conversation like this one-on-one, or get more of your expertise on this recruiting process?
Well, there's a couple ways. One is to go to our website at strategicsearch, all one word, .com. And I have a blog. I try to, every week or two, come up with new thoughts on the field. There's a free way to sign up for the blog. A second is to call our office at 312-944-4000. And if you also want to keep, like I said, the blog is probably the best way to keep abreast of some of my thoughts related to future hiring, engineering, and topics like robotics and artificial intelligence.
All right, very good. Scott, great talking with you again, and thank you for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Scott Sargis is the founder and CEO, president of Strategic Search Corporation. Again, you can find them online at strategicsearch.com.